You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you. Lift your hands as one who is free to worship and just bless you. We give you praise, Father. We exalt you, Jesus. And we thank you, our blessed Redeemer. And in Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. Father, we give you praise. Can we rejoice one more time? Give the Lord praise. Thank you, streams of life. God bless you. Can we please celebrate them? Thank you. May please be seated. Church, please be seated. Thank you. Alright. Let me just quickly show you how far so far with the work at the site. So I want that when I start, we will not have to stop. So this is the work going on. Do you like what you've seen?
Yes, sir.
All right. So by the end of this week, they would have covered it. All right. And then the glass works will be done by next week. So by the second week in September, all right, the glass works will be done. But the moment they cover it, we'll begin to start doing Friday prayers in here. Is that okay? Uh-huh. Is that okay now?
Yes.
There are people who are worshiping now in caves and in all those places. While it is okay to make the church comfortable, but we must understand that when we make the church user-friendly, and that's all we are concerned about, the church becomes a toy. Is that okay now? So we all, do we have people who are rugged here?
Yes, sir.
Very rugged?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. The first church I started was not Sphere of Light Church. As a matter of fact, I pioneered the commencement of close to 14 churches before Sphere of Light Church in villages with bamboos and all those things. While on campus, taking people from campus, going to those villages. I married from one of those cities. God just said, you won't labor in vain. I used to tease my wife that I evangelized a place. Started different places there. Amen? And by the grace of God, they are still existing. Amen. All right. So, I want to give you a special invitation, ladies, to House of Blessica. All right. That's my wife's mentorship platform. So, you may want to see Pastor Joke after the service. Just see her. If you want to be a part of it, can you please stand? All right. So, you can see her. Is that okay? And then they can get you on board. The criteria for joining is hunger, period. Nothing more. You have to be a lady. There are some of you guys I've seen on that platform. I'm telling you. Some of them are there. Uh-huh. Think Father Abraham. Just join. You're there. I even met a guy in Lagos who told me that he's on the platform. Can you believe it? I wanted to say, that's his thing. Alright, so yeah. You want to be a part of it, you should. Discipleship is very key in these days and time. Father, we ask again for revelation knowledge. We ask that the eyes, our eyes of understanding is enlightened in the name of Jesus. People see in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want to make a special request that second service will be coming to an end by 12:30. Is that okay now? I want to have 1 hour uninterrupted teaching. Do I have your permission?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the first part of the book of Revelation was the message that God was sending John. All right, can I have better volume here? All right, to the angels, the pastors of the 7 churches. Is that okay now? That's the first message. That's the first part of the book of Revelation. Send them. So, and in that message that God was sending to the 7 churches, God was talking about, number one, his evaluation of those churches. Is evaluation. When students, alright, probably you are having you are about graduating from school, you have to write your project work, or you are writing your thesis, you have supervisors that will still evaluate what you have written. You can't write and say, I believe I've written the best. Alright, somebody will still check. Have you seen those supervisors that will look at your work? One, before they look at it, you'll have to beg and sacrifice to the gods and do all those things. And finally, they just send you a mail, send it to my mail, and then they can say, go and start again. Sometimes they can't even see the work. They say, go on. Some will say, okay, bring your hard copy, let me see. Red bio. I said, I took time. So Christ was the one examining those churches and was sending them his own evaluation of the church, the instructions for those churches. Is that okay now? So, this now, the reason why we need to study this is that, number one, primarily, there were letters to the 7 churches at Asia Minor in Turkey, primarily. Is that okay now? Secondly, this also shows the 7 states that a church can be in. So, the church can be in either of these 7 conditions. Are you following what I'm saying here? The church can be in either of these 7 conditions. So, if you look at the book of Genesis, chapter number 49. Genesis, chapter number 49. Give us that scripture quickly. And Jacob called all his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn. So, whenever there is an evaluation, the first person to be called is the firstborn. Hence, we need to pay attention to the message sent the first church that received the message. Is that okay now? Uh-huh. We need to pay attention to that what? That church. Alright, so let's go to Revelations chapter number 2. Revelations chapter number 2. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus. That's the first church. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus. These things said he that holdeth the 7 stars. Those that turn men into righteousness shall be like the stars in heaven. Alright? The 7 stars. That he said he that holdeth the 7 pastors. The 7 leaders of those church. In his right hand. Who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. Are you seeing that now? The 7 golden candlesticks. There are definitions of terms in first service, so you might have to go to it. I know thy works. So, alright, why is the church at Ephesus the first church? Why is God dealing with this church first? I'm going to show you. And I'm going to show you where you come in. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians 1 from verse 1. Ephesians 1:1. Alright, look at it. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Alright, what does this mean? The book of Ephesians that Paul wrote primarily was to the church at Ephesus. Now, if you look at the life of Paul, which we are going to still look at, you'll see the struggles of a minister. He had so much to offer. Alright, just the same way you can have so much to offer and get to certain places, you have, but you can't give them those things. You still give them or to bless them, but that's not the bone and the marrows that should have healed them of their diseases. Now you have to do a lot of curative works because they are sick. Instead of building on the foundations already established. Is that okay now? But when Paul was at Ephesus, he was able to do a thorough work at Ephesus, so much so that the height of the Pauline revelation was to this church. Alright? So their case was a case of, unto whom much is given, much is expected. Is that okay now? Let me say this to you. Not all churches have the privilege to have shepherds that are feeding them with green pastures. Talk to me now. And this we say not to slander any church. Is that okay now? Why? Capacity differs. Not all church have that privilege. Okay? I've also had experience of going to place where, when I was serving, the first place I attended for like 3 months, I had to join the media. I was working with the sounds. For like 3 months, the only thing I could do in church. So we had to be assigned to that church. Alright? Because of their role in our family house. Alright? So they share us into different churches. Because as we work, somehow, they help the family house with the rent and all those things. I will be in that church, in the media place. I didn't understand what they were saying. In all sincerity, I wasn't blessed. I wasn't getting blessed. But most times I look from the window of the media house downstairs and I see like half of the church already sleeping. Is that okay now? So they were the sleeping church. So I had to be blessed. The only way I could cope in that place was for me to be in church and be connected to other services outside of that church that are blessing me. So the reason why we have online audience is that somehow some people are in places where sometimes because of parental factors, they have to be there, but they are not being blessed there. But you must understand that this is not the only church in the world where people are getting blessed. Is that okay now? Good. But unto whom much is given, much is what? Expected. You are the one sitting primarily to listen to these things that thousands and millions will later go back and download and say, oh wow, this is blessing. So you are the first recipient of these words. So you must understand that much is expected of you. You fall, alright, to the category of the firstborn church. Is that okay now? But according to your state, because you must understand that the church is not just a gathering or a coming together. The church is also an individual bought and washed with the blood of Jesus. Is that okay now? Alright, so you must understand. Jesus speaking in Matthew 16, alright, said that truly Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto you, Peter, alright, that upon this rock, alright, will I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Alright, so Jesus built his church. Is that okay now? But the church as a body, alright, talks about those who have received salvation. Some have fallen asleep and some are alive from the point of the resurrection of Christ till date. So it was that church that Paul was speaking about in 1 Corinthians 3:10. So that's the global church now. Is that okay now? That is transgenerational. That was the church that Paul was speaking about, 1 Corinthians 3:10. And they said, according to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. What is the foundation he was talking about? The foundation he was talking about is not that it's the cornerstone of the church. No. The foundation is of the gospel.
He interpreted the message in a better light. Because we all fall under the category of Gentiles. Is that okay now? We all, in Nigeria and America, we are Gentiles. Alright, but there's now no Jews, no Gentiles for those who are in Christ Jesus. Is that okay now? Alright, good. So he's laid the foundation. So he said, they are not that builded thereon, but let everyone take it out to build. So the church is a building, the global church. So are the individuals inside. Is that okay now? So we have the firstborn church. Why? You have access to the undiluted truth, the word of God. You have access to it. So you have to pay attention. Now go back to that Revelation 2. So to the church at Ephesus, all right, write these things. Why? My servant had labored there, Paul had worked here in Ephesus. This thing said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. So you can understand what the seven stars are. Alright, to understand that, let's go back again. Revelations 1:19-20. Revelations 1:19-20, quickly. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Alright, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Are you seeing that now? And I've said to you the word angel, angelos used here, is not angels as in ministering spirit. The word angels used here is as ministers of the gospel. Is that okay now? Alright, so go back to Revelation and Revelations 2. I'm trying my best to teach this series in the simplest way possible. Is that okay now? But let me give you an instance. There are some topics. Let's say there are some level of algebras in mathematics that it doesn't matter how simple you want to teach it. Somebody who doesn't like math can understand. True or not true? Anytime I teach, I like to go the simplest route. But if you already have issues in your heart, I say, what's this now? What's the X? Why should I be looking for X? I buy Google Map. All right? You're already going to miss it. Set your heart. This book can be understood. Hello? Say, this book can be understood. That's why we are breaking down all those codes. You have to listen to this again and again. All right? To the church of Ephesus, write this thing. Said he will the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh the beast of the seven golden candlesticks. Alright? That's another thing. If the seven stars are the seven candlesticks, how come he holds it, then he walks in the midst of it? To understand that, you see what is written in the book of Exodus, chapter number 34. Alright? When the Lord covered the face of Moses, and the Lord still walked before Moses, and the Lord still proclaimed the name of the Lord. It is the multidimensional activity of God. God can hold you in his hands and yet still walk in the midst of you and yet still live within you. Is God. Nothing to confuse you there. Verse 3. Quickly. Okay. Let's go back to verse 2 so we can read together. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and thou cannot bear them which are evil. So, across all the churches, he started with commendations. Is that okay now? Can we look at what the things that we think are not commendable that are actually commendations from Christ? One, I know your works and your labor. This was a laboring church. Laboring over souls. Not all ministers are laborers. And not all laborers are preachers. There are men who are in active labors, but they don't hold mic. This church had labors. Let me say this, and I'm going to just... Sometimes, the gap between here and there is not time. The revelation. That one is a quotable quote for motivational speakers. Say you may be here and somebody is there. The gap between here and there is time. Revelation. You need to have an idea of what people's daily routine is. If some people give you their daily activity, it will look like they hate you. My wife is here. Give you my activity for a week. You beg. 5:10 a.m. day before yesterday. Yesterday was Saturday. Woke up, returning back from Lagos. 5:10 a.m. One of my precious spiritual daughters called. I picked it and I said, "Is this an emergency?" Saying, "Actually, no." "What? You call me around this time?" She said, "It's not an emergency." She said, "You had a dream. If everybody I'm connected to in the world call me in the night because they have dreams, you need to understand, nobody cares about the pastor's family if he's falling away." Are you fine?" Say, "Yes, Papa, you are not." "But I understand their heart. But you see, this work we've been called to is labor." I say, "It's hard. That's why it's labor. And you have not even started laboring until you enter into intercession with the things you are doing. That's where the work is done." When, see, intercessors, you can't keep grudge. You know why? The moment God sends the Spirit in your heart, you become their prayer machine. And guess what? When you start praying for them, the demons will start fighting against you. Particularly if they are not mature Christians. They will come and hate you more. Those spirits hate what you are doing in the secret place. They know what you are doing. Intercessors are the wisdom tank of the kingdom. Are you following what I'm saying here? Strategic battle. Alright? You see that typology in intercessors. Now, let's go back to that Revelation 2. So let's look at the commendations of Jesus. Is that okay now? Oh, time is on our side. "I know thy works. Then, and thy labor." So there is work and there's labor. "And thy patience." "And how that thou cannot bear them which are evil." One, this is a working church. This is a laboring church. Then this is a patient church. You are laboring, then you are carefully waiting for those you are laboring over to go. So God said, "I'm seeing all these things." He's seeing your works. And if you are idle, he's seeing your idleness. That's the truth. You can be in the midst of a working system, but not part of the work. You can be in the midst of a laboring system, but not part of the labor. You can be connected to kingdom laborers, but yet you are idle. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. I shared the story. I saw a young man uploaded on Facebook a picture of himself in a village. And he said, "We have been able to reach the unreached place. I look at the place. I can see Nepal wire. I can see zinc. I looked at his page. I reach out to people more than you think. I saw, okay, there's a place where his number was. I called the number early in the morning. 'Hello, how are you doing? I'm one of your brothers, Femi Lazarus from Ibadan.' I say, 'Pastor, well done, sir.' I say, 'Thank you. Thank God I can talk to you.' You uploaded a picture showing that you are in an unreached place. That's not true. Man of God, go pull it down now. Labor and have a track record before you start doing social media. Get a track record. Alright? So there's labor and then patience. Patience. How that the church can work, raising babies, maturing them. This is where their face of assignment given to Peter. Alright? In John chapter number 21. "Lovest thou me more than these things? Food, livelihood, and all those things." He said, "Yes, feed my lamb." If you are going to feed lambs, you have to be patient. Is that okay now? They are immature, they are childish, and all those things. I saw a video of a boy who was playing with a... This one was not even a ram, this one was a goat. And he eats the goat, and the goat turned back and gnawed the boy. Alright? Childishness is like that. In fact, the closest to the identity of the enemy is childishness. Because a child is easy to mirror the enemy. Let me show you a scripture. Ephesians 4. Give me Ephesians 4:14 if I'm right. Ephesians 4 verse 14. "Yes. That henceforth we be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine." Look at this same scripture in Message translation. It will shock you what you will see. Alright, Message translation. No prolonged infancies amongst us, please. We will not tolerate babes in the wood. Small children who are an easy mark for impostors. Alright, so what does this mean? What's the work of an impostor? Somebody who is claiming to be what is not. Is that okay now? Have you somebody who is impersonating someone? So impostors are those impersonating Jesus. Small children are the ones that will promote them. There are things that we must boldly say that people are calling Christianity that is not. Number one, the church is not a charity home. The church gives, but the church is not charity. I'm going to tell you why I'm saying that. There is a new wave coming up sometimes from the East and some part of ministries. As much as we are doing great things, we should give to people, we should be a blessing. But the church is not the place people come to on Sunday. The services that they are distributing 50,000 naira to widows. If we're going to do that, there is an injunction to the church. The right hand must not know what the left is doing. Pressure must not bring us to that point. That's unscriptural. Alright, if you do that, there are those who see you as their God and their heroes. And all those things. But the truth is that you are still not laboring. You are doing what a basic NGO can do. Is that okay now? We must call a spade. Church must know this. Alright, why we must have programs? Do you know churches like Winners? Churches like Redeem? Do you have an idea of the packages and programs they have for widows, to orphans, people who are on payroll, on scholarship in different countries that the pastors and the church are responsible for that does not make social media? Church, media pressure must not dictate your activity. There's pressure from that world, but please be careful. Okay. No prolonged infancies amongst us. Because at every level, there are people that will sponsor your agenda based on their level of maturity. Is that okay now? Hello? If what you are looking for as an endorsement to check whether what you are doing is right or wrong is an accolade or accolades from people, let me say this to you. At every level, people will clap. At every level, people will clap. As a matter of fact, the clap begins to reduce to the degree that you are entering into the counsel of God. That's a lonely road. When you get to a certain point, people will no longer understand what you are doing. Because it is strategic only for those who are spiritually inclined and mature that will understand how. So there are laborers amongst us that the church has not come to the level of wisdom to comprehend what they are doing. But a matter of time, we'll understand that the next phase of the church will be on the basis of works that these guys have done on ground. So I see people love the accolades, all the things that comes with the noise, the claps, and all those things. Don't let that dictate your posture. We must still love to be undercovers. Let it be that if, in fact, one thing that is, influence is powerful, it's a good tool, alright, but if you are not prepared for it, it will be the reason why you will die out. Is that okay now? That you are popular today doesn't mean you are relevant. People are known for different things, murder and all those things. Are you following what I'm saying? Pay attention. Now, go back to that Revelations 2. Revelations 2 about the Ephesians church. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Alright? Also, God notice that Ephesians church, I must commend you for something. There are people that are evil, and you have made sure that being in the midst of you is not a convenient place for them. Please get this right. You must be mature in Christ before you can stay in the seat of judgment. Let me explain. God sees it as a good thing if the church make themselves so formidable that if anyone is evil, they will be isolated. People who come to the church with the intention to mess up girls, the church will identify them. Listen to me. It is not largeness of heart to keep wolves in the midst of sheep. That's not the way you describe largeness of heart. Listen to me. You must learn to care less about what people are saying. There are dangerous people. You mark them out. Mark them who bring division amongst you. Those are evil men. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm preparing your heart. You have to be tough on the inside. If not, people will dictate. If you are somebody seated here, you are moved by opinions of men. You have a long way to cover. You need victory over that before we can now talk about doing strategic work. The devil will control you and manipulate you. Because evil people have loud voice. They speak. Last week I showed you how that you should be careful of men whom after drinking from a well, soil it for those who should not drink in it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Alright? How that you cannot bear them that are evil. These ones are not believers that are maturing. Those ones, what you do with them is that you are patient. But these ones are evil. They have track record of destroying places, associations, destroying people, messing up holy things. They are evil. Don't bear them. Don't abhor them. Rescue the sheep. Let these men be separated, or women as the case may be. Is that okay now? And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and have found not. That is, those who have claimed that there is a call, and the call is not there. Those who have come pretending to be what they are not. That is, one good thing about the church at Ephesus, number one, they are a working church and a discerning church. They are a working church and a discerning church. That's one gift that believers should earnestly contend for. Discernment. Discernment. You need to know people. Jesus Christ knew the men of his days, and he did not commit himself to their hands. Jesus knows people. So to hold back is not a weakness. You don't just talk bulu bulu everywhere you see yourself. Hey, this is what God is doing in my life right now. You won't believe it. That guy, he just asked me out and this. You are talking to somebody that for the past 10 years, nobody has said hello. And you are saying you don't know why people are against you. You are the one against yourself. There are people, listen to me, I've said this to you again, who can cry with you when you cry, but they can't rejoice with you when you rejoice. Mark them. It is not everybody that have a heart large enough to take the things God is doing in your life. Yorubas have an adage, teach any better. Don't become the chief announcer of your destiny. Are you following what I'm saying now? Ah, my boo, my bae. I just got a new job. Make noise about the things you have not even handled well. Have discernment. Alright? I shared a story with you. About 11 years ago, some ladies came to me and said, how many of them? About 5 to 6 of them. I can still remember their name on my fingertips. Somebody told them, go and meet Pastor Femi, can pray for you. Right? He hears from God. So they came. I knew one of them. I guess that was the one that told the rest. That pastor should please pray for them about their husbands. You know, there are people who go to prophets, and you are just one of the consultation centers. They consult all of you like oracles. They don't have prayer life, nothing. They are bandits. They just want to kidnap something. They are not ready to pray for us. They don't hear from God about their life. They only want to hear about marriage and move on. As if marriage is destiny. So, they came. I said, please pray. And I looked at them. They were holding papers in their hand. I said, do you believe I hear God? Said yes. Instruction 1. Squeeze the papers in your hand. They thought maybe I was going to start some abracadabra. Squeeze it well. Again, squeeze it. Now throw them in the dustbin and be on your way out. And they did, and they all walked out. They must have thought I was coming out to show them something in the cloud. That is. Say, so go home. I'll see you later. Say, Pastor. I said, go home. So they left. And I lay down there, and God said, go and meet them. They are still together. So I got up. I went to meet them and I said, let's pray. I said, number one, for you to have list of guys, you are not born again. You have guys you are leading on, 5, 6, 7, you are not saved. Alright, you need to give your life to Christ. Led them to Christ. Alright, got them baptized in the Holy Ghost, then prayed for them. I didn't want to talk about marriage or anything, but in the process, God spoke to me and said, they've gone to a prophet before And then while praying, God gave me a name. You were given Tunde. You were given Kolapo. You were given Banji. You were given John. You were given this. Ha! Ah. Yes, sir. Amongst those guys that the prophet gave to them, one of them was a pastor that they later found, not many months after, that he buried somebody on his altar in his church. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? The church of discernment. Some Christians don't have discernment. There was a time in this church, somebody joined the church, and every service, phones would get missing. I said, give me time to pray. I don't know how to suspect people. I prayed, and I saw him. I came back, I met the pastors, I said, God has shown me, I know who is stealing the phone. He hacked somebody out in church and stole the person's phone. Hear me. I said, God has shown me the guy stealing the phone. And I mentioned his name. Say, ah, Papa. Well, I know they've learned over time. Somebody saw legit in me. Do you get what I'm saying? So, one service, I said, we are going to set a trap. I got all of them. I said, bring your phones. So, I took the phone of one of them. No, I took my own phone. You were there. And I said, we'll use my phone to set a trap. I said, so, you guys go back to service. And then, but when they left, I look at my phone. This guy is stealing my phone. Without them seeing, they say, Pastor, I didn't know the person. So, I took my phone in my pocket and I put the phone of one of them. There, if you miss it, you guys watch this guy. You know, they were, if I was preaching, I've said guys at the back, they were lost and clapping and enjoying what I was saying. I say, but there was one of them who was playing keyboard that day, Pastor Tumishe. He made sure I was not distracted. So he saw the guy came to where we dropped the phone and dropped his own phone beside it and moved on. That's the idea. So we'll come back and pick the boat phone. So he saw him and said, Papa, that guy you said is the guy. And we prayed him out of the system. But you see, if people like this will have to give records of the church, they'll say the church is bad, the church is this, don't mind them there. It matters who is talking. Are you following what I'm saying here? Out that you cannot bear them that are evil. You cannot bear them that are evil. There are people that are evil. They have a terrible mind. Now, let me show you this word. Give me this scripture, Revelation 2:2 in Amplified Translation. Revelation 2:2 Amplified Translation. Quickly. I know your industry and activities, laborious toil and trouble, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot tolerate wicked men. Alright? Wicked men. And have tested and critically appraised those who call themselves apostles. You're giving appraisals about them. Special messengers of Christ, and yet are not. And have found them to be impostors as liars. But don't forget, we read in Ephesians 4 verse 14, message, that it is little children who are easy mark for who? Impostors. Are you seeing that? Meaning that you have grown this church so much that there are few lambs. You have sheep now. They are mature. So those impostors can't see anybody to confuse. The devil operates in the church and confuse the church because of children. It will come and set. Don't forget that children can be an elder. You get what I'm saying? Children can be a coordinator in church. Alright? They may have position, but they don't have stature before God. Alright, it will set their heart against the spirit of the house. And that's why I've warned those who are ministers that don't ever entrust a work into people's hand until you have first trained them to carry the spirit. The last thing to check when it comes to committing work to people's hand is the anointing. That's the last thing. First, Are these people people of proven character, track record of Christ? What's their record like? Because people don't really change. Hello? So you check. Alright? What is the... How you judge this one's faithful? Because faithfulness is required. It is required of a steward that he be found what? Faithful. If you look at our church at Ife, you see, same grace, same things, duplication of the same spirit. They are running their two services. Things are fine. I've only been there maybe once this year. I'm going to be there this weekend again. Alright? Because we have somebody there who is faithful. I told people, there's no skillfulness around instruction. There's only obedience to instruction. Obedience. Faithfulness. In the hands of the faithful king, things increase and multiplies. Things increases. Are you following what I'm saying? Shh. It doesn't take time to spread. I know that works. Go to verse 3. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Powerful people. They've labored for my name's sake, and you have not fainted. Alright? Verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. There are many things around this. Your work is intact, but the fuel propelling it ought to be love. It is there, but not the first one. Do you know what first love is? There's something that follows first love that David described in Psalms 51. Alright? When he sinned and took Bathsheba and killed Uriah. That was the psalm he wrote. He said, cast me not away from your presence. Take not your right spirit from within me. But restore unto me the joy of my salvation. First love carries the joy of salvation. Carries that joy. The love that filled your heart when you first received Christ. The passion, the burden. You might still be doing those activities you are doing, but the first motivation might have left. In marriage, first love dies. First love is like first wine. But you have Jesus in the boat. He gives you something greater. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, that gym, all those things. Those days that you couldn't wait to evangelize to the next person. When you were small in your own eyes. When you could preach to somebody in the bus. He said, now you are preaching, but it's just limited to Facebook. If your first love was there, the places where you were doing those things before honored me, I will wish that you go back to your first love. So there are believers who are still doing activities, but the first love is gone. And that was their issue. The church at Ephesus was a church that if you look at and judge them from the externalities alone, they were perfect. Well, God was seeing that they are now doing good things with wrong motives. First love was gone. Are you following what I'm saying here? Something was happening. Humans couldn't rate them based on that because only God sees the heart. And God looked at them closely and said, you have the human appraisals. You have the accolades. You have all those things. But go back to your first love. While you celebrate your achievement now, we could have done more together. We could have done more together. There's more that we could have done. Go back to your first love. Now go to verse 5. And remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Can I give you a very good illustration with this? Are you following me now? Look up. How many of you have seen places where they don't have the microphone? They don't have keyboard. They don't have all those nice stuffs. And when you see them worshiping, oh my God, they dance like David. Is that okay now? There's tendency to lose that posture when powerful things start coming. As things start coming, maintain that posture. One of the ways to show God that you can carry greatness is that you don't lose your posture because of greatness. Is that okay now? You don't lose the condition of your heart. You don't lose the ability to stand before God and dance before Him and roll before Him because He has blessed you. So God will not come to tell you that when you were small in your own eyes, I found you. Are you following what I'm saying there? That's the scripture. So those days that you said you were small, God was saying it was an height. Those days that you said we didn't have anything, God was saying it was an height. Yes, you might be a small church, but you were waiting before me. Your worship called my attention. It was long. It's been long now that your worship is calling my attention. Now you have so many cares, things to worry about. Before I bless you with a wife, you will dance alone. I say, now why can't you dance? I say, because my wife is there. Really? So God was saying the condition that you were before was an height. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works. Do the first works or else I will come to thee quickly and I will remove thy candlestick out of its place except thou repent. This is a very powerful thing. It didn't say I am going to destroy your candlestick. Your candlestick will still exist but it is no longer where it used to be. It is no longer in its place. It is no longer in the significant place. It ought to be there, but no longer there. But yet you still have a candlestick. Where is the place of the candlestick? Before the throne. Before the throne. In the presence of God. You will no longer be able to make boast about the presence. In those days that you used to preach and you pray fervently. But now you can come to preach even when living in sin. The candlestick is no longer in its place. You still have some fire, but it is now strange fire. Because what was illuminating before was the presence. If there's any illumination at all, that's not the glory of God. That's what God was saying. You may have a candlestick burning, people are saying, oh wow, burning so bright. But that's no longer God. You still have result. If you know principles, you can get results. There are people who enter ministry with businessmen strategy and they get some result. And that's why we don't just celebrate result, we celebrate the spirit behind it, the heart behind it. We are not result carried. Are you following what I'm saying? While result is good, it is not a complete yardstick for rating men. For 40 years, the Israelites were indignation before God in the wilderness. And for 40 years, they never lack. Their shoes didn't worn out. So there are things God does out of His benevolence, not because you are perfect, not because you are doing the right. They are not His endorsement. They are just reflecting His nature. Are you following what I'm saying here? Somebody is living in sin and things are increasing and they say this must be grace. That's not grace. The grace of God has appeared to all men that teaching them that denying ungodliness, alright, we should live soberly. It teaches men to deny. Where sin abides, grace abides much more. Are you following what I'm saying now? It is not a soap. It is not a remedy after sin. It is an antidote. When you have it, that you function in it is that you don't even give yourself to sin in the first place. Are you following what I'm saying here? Hello, are you following what I'm saying here? Your first works. Can you give me this scripture in Message translation? Give me Message. All right, look at it. Do you have any idea how far you've fallen? A Lucifer fall. A Lucifer, what was the Lucifer for? Pride. Let me say this to you. If the devil cannot stop you from burning, he will want to give you the impression that you are better than others. It's a Lucifer fall. If he can't stop you from doing good things, he wants you to, while establishing those good things, destroy what others are building. It's a Lucifer fall. Do you have any idea how far you've fallen? A Lucifer fall. Turn back and recover your dear early love. Those days that there were so much, but yet you were still humble about it. No time to waste. For I am well on the way to removing your light from the golden cycle. He that wanders away from the congregation, from the path of understanding, will abide in the congregation of the dead. You know what happens when somebody's candle is removed from the throne? They will no longer be able to cope with those who are there. They see them as vindictive. They are a person. Start saying, I need to remove myself from certain relationship. Withdrawing themselves from those who carry light. That they used to fast together. When they say, come, let's pray, they see those things as torment. Why are they calling me now? Are they trying to say this? There is a spirit that is now in them that is hostile towards spiritual things, but love boasting. Are you following? Hello? Are you following? Huh? Alright, you falling a Lucifer fall. You falling a Lucifer fall. Turn back. Go to verse 6. But thou hast, but this thou hast, that you ate the teeth of the Nicolaitans, which I also ate. This is a very serious matter. Alright? It's a very serious matter. These guys, let me give you a message translation. Give me verse 7, am I right? Verse 6. Now look at Revelation 2, 6. I want to show you something. Now look at Amplified Translation. Are you there? Now, let me show you something. Yet, you have this in your favor. And to your credit, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans. What they are doing as corruptors of people. They are using, it has a lot to do with the message of prosperity, but using it to justify the ways of people that are not right before God. The message. There are those who come in secretly and deceive people and carry them away. He said you hate them. So you can still maintain your posture of hating certain things and like certain things, even when the first love is gone. God said, I also hate these guys because they are corruptors of the people. I myself also detest them. Let me say this to you. A good church does not have all people affiliation. There are relationships you don't keep because they are corruptors of people. You are not quick to endorse men. You get what I'm saying? You are not quick to do what? Endorse men. Let me say this. And I'm saying this because an average Fear of Light member should have basic things that ministers have. Top the trainings you get. Alright, and that's why you should join workforce. Your training can proceed. Sometimes you see people come to church and I say, come. Come bless people. And the person come. And do things outside the operation. Either trying to do flows or just even start. No acknowledgement. That's the posture of a heart. Something is wrong. It's a Lucifer fall. Don't endorse people in a hurry. Particularly those who feel they are qualified. They won't learn the lessons they should learn. But those who see it as a privilege will learn their way up. Those who feel they are there, they are already there. What else do you want to do? This was a church of unto whom much is given. Much is what? Required. That was their case. Their case was like a child coming first in school. But the father was still saying, yes, you had A, but this 75 A. Somebody else had 96 A. They are not the same. You know, on campus, there are people that their concern is the grade, either A or B. But there are those that know the scores. That should be the concern of church now. Not just that you have crowd, you have this. No, no. What's the score? Are you following what I'm saying here? Not just about having an A. 70 A is still standing on one leg. Not all first class are really first class in nature. I'm not trying to water down first class. 4.5 is good, but 4.9 is better. But what do we have? We have people who are saying, at least we are better. Are you seeing that now? If you are comparing yourself with others, you become fools. God is not comparing this church with any other church. He's comparing them with his standard. That's the yardstick. The issue is not, are you better than him? Is he better? No. The issue is, you compare to what is. And that's why in the year that Uzziah died, when Isaiah saw the Lord, he repented because he saw the standard. Are you following what I'm saying now? When a church no longer have candlestick before the throne, they don't know what is anymore. They are just building haphazardly. Just doing anything that comes. And guess what? One of my fears about money is that money can give a church an assignment that God is not giving them. Money can give you assignment that God is not what giving you. As a matter of fact, I've taught you before, you can give somebody money and God deals with you. Because what God wants to give them, he wants to teach them faith. You have obstructed their learning. Sometimes you have blessed them enough, they will have to grow and they will never learn it. One of the things I learned in the wilderness experience of ministry is that don't be offended at people because when you were at that phase, they had and didn't give you. Rejoice. God was giving you a heart posture. At that phase, what you need was not partnership. What you need was faithfulness, devotion, service. You need to labor and pass through that phase. Not like when God bless you, you now begin to say, these people, don't mind them. I have people in my life that in the days that things were very bad, they were scattered all around. They didn't even send me because God didn't call their attention to send me. There are seasons of your life that God won't let people send you. So you can be sendable. This is not quotable quote. If everybody keeps sending you, so you can be sendable. What do you want? That manna keep falling or you get to the promised land? Because when they got to the promised land, manna ceased. God is not irresponsible. Manna, cultivate your land. Get to the bush, farm. Are you following what I'm saying here? You must mature at heart and trust God's process. But hold on to that first love. That love you had when Christ found you. That place you lock yourself in the room and you cry. Can you still cry? Or you now think it's just babies that cry? Do you still cry? Do things still touch your heart and prick your heart? And you see dimensions and you break down in tears. Say, Lord, what is this? And you can't hold it. Or now it's just African magic. I remember the days we watched Pastor Chris Kilome on campus. And I'll see miracles that are unbelievable. And I'll cry. And my friends will say, cry, cry, Pastor. That was like a scornful name. But it was a good one. It was a good one. I had somewhere I used to go and pray. Climb that place, stay and cry. I cry all day. I'll just sit down on the staircase of that tall Anglican church and hear and download instructions from God. Till today, I like to lock myself up and just hear from God. And one day I was there and I came down and a woman accused me. I said, why you were there? I was seated here watching. You were looking at my underwear. See? When Jehu was sent to bring God's judgment to Jezebel, the Bible said, and Jezebel painted her face and came to the window. What did Jehu say? Look at us. We are circumcised. I'm sorry. We are, what's it called? We are eunuchs. The part that could respond to your impulse is out. What are you talking about? That was the only way Jezebel was so powerful, she knew makeup was enough to fall any man of God. That was all she did. Just made her face and stood there and smiled. Jehu could go there because they were eunuchs. Are you an eunuch? There is hallowed bread if the men have at least kept themselves from women. Are you following what I'm saying? That first love. That moment you know, you can be inside boss, particularly in the bottom here, and move about and then just plug your earphone. After they are saying something that is not nice. Or you can get a car when you think that you now have time to be with God alone in the car and be playing jams. You think your natural nature wants to honor God more when He blesses you is a lie. Your natural nature wants to be complacent. And what God wants to do is that He wants to prepare you for the blessing. So the blessing can be blessings indeed. He wants to fan your heart to flame. Because hear me, God wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. You have no idea. There are a lot of things at stake. There's nothing the dimension that bring wealth is doing in heaven. They are for us. God is just waiting for us to be set. Look at the process of the building we have in church, the work going on. Alright, it's a lot of millions going into this work. So far now, we should have spent close to 30 million. And we still have more millions to spend. Not 20, not 30. Just get the gist. But why will the money not just come? Bam. Because we grow in the process. We grow as we trust God. So at the end of the day, we don't just have a building. God also has a man. That's the idea. Do you get what I'm saying now? We don't just have a building standing. God also, He had matured us in the process. There are times we come to a stumbling block and we're like, ah, God, look at where we are now. We still have millions to spend. We are not trying to trouble anybody because there's also a principle of church growth. You wear people out, they start running. You get what I'm saying? So we don't want to wear anybody out. But in the place of trusting God, praying about it, and then acting as instructed, we are being matured. At the end of the day, we are rejoicing over a building. God is rejoicing over a man. That's the idea. But don't go and cut corners that you only have the building, God doesn't have the man. It means He's not entering the building with you. Do you get what I'm saying now? Rise up on your feet and lift your hands to God and say, Lord, mature me. Help me, Lord. I don't want to forsake my first love. You are my first love. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. You are my obsession. You are my heart desire. You are my obsession. You are. Lift your hands and sing it. You are my obsession. You are my desire. My obsession. You are. One more time, sing it loud and clear. You are my obsession.
You are my desire.
You are my obsession. You are. Amen. One of the evil I see upon the land is that in the name of tushness, the devil is trying to drag Christians, churches, away from the messages of the last days. Hello. Whether you believe it or not, we are in the last phase of the battle. It is important that our candle is burning bright before the throne. And I want to tell God, help me. I don't want to experience the Lucifer fall. I don't want to fall off you. Can you please pray? Can you say, help me?
Yes, yes, oh my Lord, I want to make you proud. I want to make you smile. Yes, oh, yes.
Yes, Lord, my love, I want to make you smile, I want to bless your heart.
Is there anyone here, even if it's going to be one person, that is saying, Lord, I repent. I've left my first love. Step out. I want to pray for you now. I have left my first love. Yes, I'm still burning. This category is not like you are not, you are burning. But the first love is no longer there. They'll say, ah, no. That's not the intensity it was. Just go ahead, talk to God. Go before Him, go before Him. You can spread out, spread out. Just cry to God. And say, Lord, my heart is touched. Yes, oh my Lord. I want, yeah, you can kneel down even on the aisle. Yes. I want to bless your heart. What are those things that you used to do that you have stopped doing? God, I go back, I go back. Maybe I've been people conscious. And some things stopped. I didn't even know when. I stopped some sacrifices, some practices that was between you and I. Some personal offense. Maybe something else happened. Coldness. And you just stopped there.
Just in my life. You smile. I want to make you smile.
Bless your heart.
I want to bless your heart.
Please go ahead and cry to God. And just talk to Him. Just say, Lord, that restoration. Now, all of you in front and those of you on the aisle, please put your hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. Father, I ask right now, by the operations of the Spirit, that heart that was once there, that passion that died out, that interest that faded away, by the operation of the Spirit, there is restoration now. There is restoration now. There is healing upon those hearts, and there is restoration back to the height from whence you fell, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the impact of this word not leave the heart of your children, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Now get up. When you go back to your seat, take your note. The things that you used to do that stopped. Is that okay now? Note them. And not just will there be an inspiration to go back. There's also going to be a fuel. God fuels the will of man. Is that okay now? He fuels our will. He pumps us with so much love. For instance, somebody is struggling with forgiveness. If you pray for the person well enough, God will rush you with love towards the individual. So He's going to rush you with love towards all those things. If fear was the reason why you stopped certain things, there's going to be faith in your heart. Hallelujah. Can we rejoice and give God praise? God bless you as you go back. Church, can we rejoice again? And bless the Lord. We give you praise, Jesus. Let me say this to you. Amen. Serve Light Church is going places. Soon we are going to be in different countries. But guess what? Our message will not go down. We will rather become more intense. There's a strategy that makes the sun the most intense star. Because the sun is a star. And that's that it burns up itself and reduces in size to become intense. So that's the same strategy. We increase that it may. We decrease that it may increase. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why I'm telling you, why we bless God for the things happening. It's just a bigger classroom. This is a learning school for nations. And we are just about getting started. So we are not carried away. And that's why we move to the next phase. Our Sunday worship is no longer 30 minutes. It's 1 hour. Alright? Myself, my wife, all of us, we are in church dancing. We are what? Because the more God lifts us, the more we humble ourselves before Him. The more we do all those things. That was what David knew. God said, this guy, if I make him a king,
He will never be full of himself.
Are you following what I'm saying? Have you been blessed this morning? Can you give the Lord a big clap?
For doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.